Richard Evans is an analyst at Jane's Terrorism and Insurgency Center in London. He says the attacks don't bear the hallmarks of the Basque separatist group ETA, but he says he wouldn't rule ETA out of any investigation.
I believe that ETA certainly does have the technical abilities required to mount this type of multiple coordinated bomb attack. Over the last few years, ETA has acquired a considerable level of technical expertise in the production and use of some really quite sophisticated timing devices, car bombs, remote detonation mechanisms, improvised mortars. Some of that has been developed by the group itself. In some cases, the expertise has on and off over the years been acquired from other groups such as the Provisional IRA. Individual members of ETA historically have acquired some terrorist technical expertise from terrorist training camps in North Africa and in the Middle East. Unfortunately, it's also well within the technical capabilities of, for example, international Islamic militant groups. So I think the jury's kind of are still out in that respect.
Have there been any signs that ETA is expanding or linking in any way with Al-Qaeda or other Islamic militant groups?
I've not come across any indications that is the case. Again, it's something that now, of course, is being actively discussed, but I've seen no evidence in the public domain thus far of any evidence of links between these two groups. On the face of it, of course, it would seem to be rather unlikely. On the one hand, you've got ETA, which is a nationalist separatist group. Then on the other hand, you've got international Islamic militant groups. Spain does remain a potential target for these groups, such as Al-Qaeda and the broader global jihad network. These are groups motivated, though, by a very strong religious imperative. It's hard to see what these two groups, at least on the ideological level, would have in common at all. I think that's what kind of clouds the picture at the moment, which is why it's difficult to draw any definitive conclusions. I think it's perfectly valid to say that ETA has in the past claimed responsibility for the attacks that it's carried out, although those claims of responsibility sometimes take weeks, even months, to surface. And what is really quite surprising is, if indeed ETA is responsible, not only that an attack has been carried out on such a magnitude, but that it should come in the wake of 18 months of really quite considerable counter-terrorist pressure on ETA, both from French and Spanish authorities. They've really been quite hit quite hard over the last 18 months. Operatives have been arrested at all levels of the organization. Weapons and explosives have been seized. The group's support base in France and in Latin America has been targeted. And whilst ETA has over the years demonstrated quite remarkable resilience and an ability to regenerate quite quickly in the face of this kind of pressure, this attack would really mark quite a considerable escalation for the group.
Richard Evans is an analyst with Jane's Terrorism and Insurgency Center in London. Mr. Evans, thanks very much.
My pleasure.